Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank? Having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? GasNetworksIreland.ie/movetogas.
Now, as you may know, there's a new public health alcohol bill in the works. One of the proposals is to stop the supply of alcohol where it's given for free. The Irish Association of Counsellors and Psychotherapists support this move. On the line is their spokesperson, Gary Culleton. Gary, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
So could you, as you understand it, what kind of activities will the bill be seeking to restrict?
Concerns were voiced at a joint meeting at the weekend of the IACP, the Irish Association of Counsellors and Psychotherapists, and the Addiction Counsellors of Ireland. And counsellors and psychotherapists, they see the damage that alcohol misuse does to families and to individuals and society on a daily basis. So putting safeguards in place is something that we back. We're not killjoys, but we see the harm that excessive alcohol does on a daily basis. Per capita consumption of pure alcohol in Ireland rose from 6 litres back in the 60s to a peak of 14 litres at the turn of the century. It's now about 11 litres, but there was a 5% rise in 2016. These averages don't factor in abstainers, so those who are drinking more.
And something like 20% of Irish people don't drink at all.
Yeah, well, between 7 and 9 litres per person is considered low risk, so we've a long way to go. But the issue is the normalisation of alcohol. It's everywhere. It's pervasive. It's this new legislation that's on the the Public Health Alcohol Bill, that's due to tackle the pervasiveness of alcohol in people's lives. It's about denormalizing alcohol in our culture. Alcohol is becoming a very big part of female life, for instance, book clubs, all-day Prosecco brunches on Sundays. In hairdressers, patrons are being offered a gin and tonic from 9:30 a.m. onwards. The hairdresser pays the alcohol company, which sets up a bar in the hairdresser's premises. Clients who accept a drink are expected to tweet or post about it. Customers are urged to post pictures of themselves enjoying a drink while getting their hair done. This normalizes drinking. So depending on the level of social media endorsement, hairdressers may get their initial investment refunded. There's no way to stop this kind of manipulation. I mean, it's crazy. We spend millions of euro trying to stop drink driving, and then we sell beer in petrol stations. There's promotions that target vulnerable people. For instance, cut price leaving cert results nights events in clubs. There's convenience stores that drop their prices for Welfare Wednesdays. It's outrageous to suggest that these latter promotions don't target vulnerable people.
Now, and the selling cheap alcohol or below cost alcohol obviously is has obvious risks associated with it. Giving someone a glass of Prosecco when they go to get their hair done, is that really the thin end of the wedge?
The issue is marketing and manipulation. Every time we talk about impulse buying, about one third of drinks that are bought on impulse. Every time you ever bought something, Sean, that you didn't need, that was down to advertising. And that is really what the bill is about. It's about stopping the manipulation of people by very large corporations. At the moment, all of the drinks companies are lobbying the TDs and the senators to try and kill this bill. And there's a very real danger that they'll succeed, that if health service, frontline health workers, they don't confront it, they don't raise their voice, then the bill will fail. The Taoiseach has a commitment to prioritising it. It seeks to restrict the sale and advertising of alcohol. But in the absence of united support from health professionals, frontline health workers, the industry's arguments are set to prevail, I fear. The industry is, as I say, it's engaged in a very comprehensive public relations battle.
Of course they are, and most industries have public relations arms, and of course will present themselves in the best possible light. Most people, though, and obviously this is not to discount the problematic relationship Ireland seems to have with alcohol, but aren't most people, don't they have aren't they grown-up people who can make a decision whether they're going to have a glass of Prosecco when they're getting their hair done or not?
Well, of course they're grown-up people, but as I say, the issue is manipulation through advertising, and we accept that, for example, you know, there should be restrictions on certain types of advertising in many areas, but the bill would make it illegal to market or advertise alcohol that would be appealing to children, that would make it glamorous. It will put restrictions on broadcast marketing and advertising, cinema advertising, outdoor advertising, print advertising. But you take, for example, the Guinness Christmas ad, which we're supposed to feel is a venerable Irish institution. But you know, it's really just about sentimentalizing something that is really nothing at all to do with Christmas. The measures that are contained in the bill are good for society because the drinks industry won't be able to hijack our every moment, reflect every emotion or share our every success in ads. You know, it's nothing at all to do with Christmas. What you've got?
When you say use the phrase the normalization of alcohol, in your ideal world, how should we regard alcohol?
Well, in the new bill, they're talking about you know, the drinks companies will still be able to advertise alcohol, but it would be kind of a functional promotion. They can't have Christmas too. It won't be emotionalized or sentimentalized. The aspect that many politicians have a problem with seems to be separating alcohol from other products in small shops. Now, this measure is important in that it'll help to bring an end to the present situation where alcohol is being sold as if it's just another everyday item along with bread and milk. Alcohol isn't a grocery, and it's time we stopped pretending and treating it that it is one. You know, the public health and minimum pricing are key issues.
Mm. But is that what you mean by the normalisation of alcohol?
Yes, it's everywhere, and you know, it's daft that it's sold in petrol stations.
Yeah, because I suppose some people listening, and I see texts from people saying that, you know, this might be a step too far. Glass of Prosecco when you're at the hairdressers is no harm. People do tend to associate alcohol with having a good time because it is nice. That doesn't mean that it can't be abused, of course.
Absolutely. But the thing is that how is it paid for? It's paid for by, I mean, you're as aware as anyone of the power of social media. And the way that it is funded is you get your drink, you take a picture of yourself, you tweet it, and depending on the number of tweets, the alcohol company will reimburse the hairdresser. So it's marketing, and it's a subtle form of marketing. Nobody getting their hair done is going to mind, but it's nonetheless getting a message out there which is contrary to all public health aims, because the HSE will tell you that the you know, there are huge costs involved in treating not just long-term drinkers, but also the damage which is seen in emergency departments.
Yeah. Public policy can only go so far. Is there a national attitudinal problem with Irish people historically towards alcohol?
I thought those figures were quite interesting in terms of the level of drink. Drink consumption of pure alcohol. We always thought that traditionally Irish people were heavy drinkers, but in fact we're drinking about twice now what we used to drink, and that was only 40 years ago or so. So I don't think it's so much as, you know, it's not a genetic thing with Irish people. There's an awful lot of marketing involved, an awful lot of manipulation involved, and it's time to confront that.
Mark, Gary, I should say, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That's Gary Cullerton there, spokesperson for the Irish Association of Counsellors and Psychotherapists.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank? Having to order and write that big cheque for the delivery guy? GasNetworksIreland.ie/movetogas.